I'm going to catch Francesco off right after he introduces me. Stand.
Through the facilities of WKY, Oklahoma City, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music in the modern idiom. From the Trianon Ballroom in Oklahoma City, we bring you Stan Kenton's interpretation of contemporary American jazz. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want, first of all, here to thank you people here for your enthusiasm this evening, because I'm most sure that this is going to be a rather spirited broadcast this evening. Frankie?
Yeah.
This is Frank Rosalino. How do you feel, Frank?
Oh, pretty good, Stan.
You think you're in good shape here for the moment? This vamp has been going on ever since we went on the air, and any time that you're ready to start, we'd appreciate it very much if you'd try to make the melody to Francesca fit what they're doing.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Are you? Make it fit, Frank. Frankie, I wanted to ask you something. I've seen a lot of artists react to applause, but really I've never seen anything quite as fantastic as your emotions that are written all over your face when you hear the applause after you've played a trombone solo. What is it about the applause that makes you feel so good?
Well, I tell you, Stan, it's just those smiley faces that I see out there, you know, that just make me feel so happy, you know.
Oh, really?
And,
it's just the smiling faces. What about the applause?
The applause, I mean...
That just signifies the smile?
Well, this is one applause that really enjoyed it, so, I mean, it gassed me.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, any of you that would like to know what the word gas means, write in, and Frank Rosalino will explain it. Lee, would you come here a second? You know, this is Lee Konitz, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Lee, that there is a lot of music in the book, and a lot of it I enjoy playing very much, and I enjoy calling. And then there is a lot of music that the orchestra enjoys playing. And sometimes when I leave the bandstand, you guys get into a lot of these things, and I know that you enjoy them very much. This next one is the second one on the program. Can you tell me what is it about this next composition that you fellas especially enjoy? What is it that makes you enjoy your playing it?
Well, this composition called Walk and Choose by Jerry Mulligan. Is that right?
That's the one, yes, but get to the point.
Swings!
That's enough. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the composition of Jerry Mulligan, the guy that's causing so much talk today in the film of, rather, the field of modern jazz. It's, as Lee says, it's called Walking Shoes. Mulligan composition, you people aren't watching the beat. The Mulligan composition called Walking Shoes. You know, we made a thing recently that was rather interesting. There's been a lot of comment. A lot of you people that have followed the concert in miniature have listened to it and heard it. It's a thing that we did called Prologue, that in which we introduced each of the musicians and more or less told what their duties are with the band and how they're related to the orchestra, musically speaking. And near the center of it was some work that was played by Buddy Childers, the first trumpet player, the guy that was referred to on the thing as a workhorse, and we meant that because of his obligations, his physical stamina, and of course his job is to lead the rest of the brack section and a main inspiration for phrasing and so forth. And occasionally we get him down to the microphone to play a trumpet solo. Buddy,
yeah.
This is one of those things that sometimes you play in a harmon mute and sometimes you play it open. I wanted to know, you have the mute in your hand and the
yeah.
trumpet in the other hand. What do you feel at the moment?
Well, just a second. I got a quarter in the other hand.
You've got a quarter in the other hand?
No, it's a nickel. Excuse me.
Please, never mind what it is. Flip it. We don't get
okay,
a...
Which is which? Heads or tails?
Well, let's see. You pick it. You're one...
All right.
Let me flip it. You pick it. What is it going
right.
to be?
Heads the mute and tails open.
Heads the mute and tails it's open. Let me see.
That's it.
Tails, it's open. You people won. I tell you what, Buddy, we'll place it like this, and you can blow across stage here. Here's Buddy Childers' version, the thing that he's played a great deal called All the Things You Are. Trombones on the nose. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening in, we have always used the concert miniature as pretty much a thing for the instrumental music and that form of expression of the orchestra, but recently we acquired, and luckily so, the talent of someone that we feel so proud of and so enthused over that we want you people that are following the concert miniatures to be able to feel the same things we do. I'm talking about the young lady that is taking over here as the vocalist, Chris Connors. It's very unusual for a singer to have such a feeling and be able to sing the jazz, of course, that is required to sing with this type of music. I might tell you at the moment, Chris, publicly, that we're very thrilled with your presence in the orchestra, and we hope that you'll be happy for a long time.
Thank you, Stan. I'm thrilled, too.
Do you have any complaints at the moment?
No, none at
all. Everything is all right?
No.
You've been getting your rest and everything?
Fine.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you, Chris, I think for the moment to introduce you on concert minutes, it'd be wonderful if you gave us an example of the first release of you at the orchestra, the thing called Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, I'll get up, how'd they get so little? Gosh, I'll get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, whoa! Cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
Chris Connors, the girl that we feel is going to do great things in jazz, and we're thrilled that she's with us to do them with her and together with the same idea. This month of April that is coming up is quite a thing. We're pretty excited over it because the recording firm that we belong to and have worked for so long has set it aside as the Kenton Orchestra Month. During that month, there will be two albums of phonograph records released. One, we've spoken a great deal about the new concepts of artistry and rhythm, which is basically a jazz album, and then another that is called Sketches on Standards. For the first time, we are releasing eight sides of standard tunes, things that are dressed up with little feelings and expressions here in the jazz idiom by fellows in the orchestra. We thought at the moment it might be good to choose one of these things and give you an example of what is to be in the album called Sketches on Standards. It's the thing that has been played so much by everyone and written by, of course, the guy we love so well, Duke Ellington. Here is Sophisticated Lady. One, two, start.
Thank you.
Condolences from Harlan with Puppet there, and of course the Aldo was played by a gentleman that you can recognize easily, Lee Konitz. At the moment here, perched up on a kind of a raised portion of the stand. I was going to say a riser is the magnificent Bags. What an adjective. But thank you very much. He said I look magnificent too. What else are you... Yeah. Never mind. He wants to play, so never mind the money. Okay, here it is. Don Bagley's composition, Bags.
Thank you.
Mags, we got so complimentary with each other before we started it that I got excited and a little carried away. I announced it as your composition. It's the composition you play, but the kid wrote it here, you know. Bill Holman? Yes, I don't want to be having meetings with tenor saxophone playing arrangers tonight. Excuse me, Bill. Here is Lee Konitz playing the composition Lover Man. Lee, the microphone is yours. Thank you. Danny, this is Danny Williams. He is the fellow that so professionally and so well presented the concert miniature tonight on the air. Danny, we have an obligation to commit here, we'll say, to perform, and that is the arrangement on Intermission Riff. And the reason I hesitate to get into it without explaining things to you is once we start Intermission Riff, it lasts about 7 or 8 minutes. And a guy like yourself that likes to talk, if you care to get talkative anywhere along the line, why, how do you feel?
I'll come in.
You think you could just take over? You know what a trumpet player does when he wants to take another course? He just holds another finger in the air, you know?
I'll do that. Raise my hands.
When you hold the finger in the air, we'll know that you're taking a course.
Okay.
Danny, thank you very much for everything this evening.
Thank you, Stan.
Trombones, Intermission Riff.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern music. Music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the 3-and-on ballroom through the facilities of WKY, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. Truly, modern America's man of music. This is Danny Williams speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.